This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. And Producer Ann joining us right off the bat to talk about the event we have coming up tomorrow night. Producer Ann, how are you?
I am good. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Good to hear from you.
Good. I am calling in. Yes, we have our event tomorrow night with Richard Battle. It's called Hope for the Holidays and Every Day at Artisan Pizza in Parker. And I have a confession, though.
What's that?
And I thought I would just get the guilt off my shoulders and just say it.
Okay.
I do not have an ugly Christmas sweater for tomorrow.
That makes two of us, so we're in good. You're in good company. I don't have one either.
Oh, good. So we're not going to divide the room up between
no.
ugly Christmas sweater
no.
people and no ugly Christmas sweaters.
No. With me, you
we're
get
all
what
good.
You get.
Pizza's good for everybody.
That's
all
right.
Good.
It'll be a
I
good
did
time.
Try though. They were a little itchy, and I'm like, I just can't do it. I'm in for the comfort.
Yeah, I don't have a sweater anyway, so it's not an issue for me.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, so what's going on tomorrow night? Why should people come out and see us?
Okay, Richard Battle is coming with his new book, Life's Daily Treasure, and you can get an autographed copy. He is giving some away for free. And I have to tell you, I loved his book so much, I ordered 10 copies from him for different people.
Awesome.
It's that impressive. It's a great gift you can give those hard-to-buy for people. So Richard's going to be there, and we have giveaways, and it's a nice way to meet. Some of our sponsors will be there. You can actually see them face-to-face. And Artisan Pizza and John, thank you for throwing in, sir, for the free pizza. And so we're just looking for a really fun night to have a conversation with people. And you do your drive radio remotes, but you're always on the air, so you really can't talk with people.
Right.
So this gives us a great opportunity to meet Charlie, meet Andy, meet you and me and everybody that's part of the Rush to Reason crew.
So. It'll be a blast, everybody. So please come out and say hi again. Ann did a great job of putting all this together, so you don't want to miss it. And it'll be. And by the way, I also want to say, Ann, Artisan Pizza, they have been gracious enough to essentially close down for us and allow us to come in. We had no idea there was going to be a big mask mandate, by the way, at the time you put all this together. There is now, and there will not be there because it's in Douglas County.
You know, isn't that great?
So it works out great.
I think that's wonderful.
Yeah. So,
so you can eat your pizza directly.
Yeah, and even mingle and hang out, you know, before and afterwards.
Right.
And so it's not one of those things where, you know, you're going to get that stink eye if you're not wearing a mask. So, yeah, folks, come out no matter what part of town you're in. It's in Parker. It's right off of Parker Road. But the best thing to do is go to the website, rushtoreason.com, look at the events page, and everything is listed there on how to find it.
Everything is there, yep. And no stink eyes if you're not wearing an ugly Christmas
Nobody cares.
Sweater. You got to keep those to yourself.
Yeah. And we'll have some great sponsors there as well. You know, others are going to join us, Barber's Foods, and, you know, Zach from Novus is donating some things. I know that Paul from, which we just heard on Fix the Radio a moment ago, gracious to give us a $150 Visa gift card. So there's a lot of things going on tomorrow night. You're not going to miss out on it.
Yep, and then Dave from RoofMax, he is giving away a $400 off coupon for a roof treatment. And I have to tell you, I am so impressed with RoofMax and everything I learned. I thought about flying Dave Hart out here to check my roof for me, but I seriously did because I'm like, he's a professional. I've been on jobs with him. He knows what he's doing.
Yes, he does.
But I am having RoofMax take care of my roof here on Thursday.
That's nice. Awesome.
Out in Minnesota.
Good job, Ann.
Yep.
Good job.
So, all right.
Well, we appreciate it. We will see you tomorrow night and tomorrow, I should say. And thanks for putting all that together. We appreciate it.
Yeah, looking forward to it, John. Thanks so much.
You're very welcome. And again, that's Producer Ann. And yes, putting a great time together tomorrow night that we'll enjoy with each other. So come out and say hi, Artisan Pizza in Parker. Yesterday's impossible question. The question was, doing blank together has led 20% of couples to divorce. Charlie actually got it right. Home improvement projects. They can actually very much be a test of how well things work with couples when you go through those. They're very taxing. They're very stressful, very strenuous. There's a lot of moving parts and things that are going on, and I could understand how that would happen. There's no multiple choice answer for this question of today. Can you name the song that was originally written to be a Thanksgiving song but became a Christmas song? Answer that on the RushToReason.com website. Any thoughts, Charlie? He says he'd have to think about it. So, again, folks, join us tomorrow night, Artisan Pizza in Parker. We're going to head down there right after the show, but you can be there about 7 o'clock, 7 to 9. It'll take us about a half an hour to 35 minutes to get there from where we're at here, and then we'll have a good time tomorrow night. So, several things going on today. And Andy, by the way, you don't hear his voice. He's on his way here. He will be joining me, so don't worry. Andy's on his way, and we'll have a lot in store for you with the show today. One thing, though, that I wanted to touch on here as we get going, and I had a individual that actually contacted us via email after the show last night, because yesterday I was talking about the empty hospital that I was at a couple of weeks ago on a Friday night, in the midst of when they were saying hospitals were at an all-time high. And we had somebody, actually a doctor from, I'm not going to use his name, but we had a doctor from the VA hospital here locally that basically said, yeah, guys, you're probably not far, you're not far off in what you're saying. Hospitals are already running, especially in the ER and the ICU end of things, as we've always said, folks, they're running at a 90% figure on an ongoing basis, or they don't make money. In fact, that's how it's designed. So when you hear in the news media that a hospital is at a 90% capacity, especially when it comes to the ER and or the ICU end of things, that's by design. That's how they're supposed to work. They also have the ability to open wings up or shut wings down. That's what this particular person, this doctor, basically told me via email yesterday. And what he meant by that was, and I know how this works, with the staff shortage we have going on right now on the doctor and nurse sides of things, if there's not enough people there to staff what's going on, they may shut a section of the hospital down, therefore putting the capacity of that entire hospital down and or raising its fill rate, if you would, because of what I just said. So again, folks, you've got to look at all of the data behind the data the news media is giving you. And they will tell you anything they can to get you to view what they have going on more often and or click on that story that they just stuck out there on Facebook or on the internet or wherever it happens to be. That's what they do. It's how they sell advertisement. Please, everybody listening to me. I don't care, by the way, what news media outlet. We are a talk show, conservative talk show. I give you my opinions. Yes, a lot of those are interlaced with facts. We make sure we back things up. I don't say things before I know things are for certain. So I do my best to bring you factual things, but I'm not a journalist. It's not my job to be a journalist. I'm not in that world. I didn't go to journalism school to do the things that the quote unquote news media is supposed to be doing. Unfortunately, I'm bringing you more facts on a regular basis than the news media is. And I think mainly because I don't have a dog in the fight when it comes to a lot of what we're talking about. I don't have to worry about whether or not you're clicking on my page or whether you're watching my newscast this night or on and on we go. Now, do we enjoy all of you using our sponsors, and is that what makes this show happen on a daily basis? Of course it does, but I don't need to sensationalize things to get you to listen to me to then make my sponsors happy. That's not how this works, but that's how the rest of the news media world works. So when it comes to Fox 31, 9 News, Channel 7, Channel 4, and PB, I'm down the road to go. I can go down all of them. Doesn't matter who it is. They are all working off of sensationalism, whatever they can do to hype up a story to get you to read it, click on it, view it, do whatever it happens to be, so that their sponsors are charged more money for that. That's what they're doing. Charlie's on the other side of the glass nodding his head because he knows exactly what I'm talking about. That's how that world works. And what I mean by this is I watched, not in entirety, but the majority of the news conference that was put out today by the Colorado Department of Health. And I even read some of the comments afterwards to see if I was the only one that thought this way. fortunately, I wasn't a Lone Ranger. A lot of other people felt the same way I did. That essentially, it was a lot of garbly gook. Nothing was said. There was nothing concrete said. It was a huge waste of time to even watch it. Nothing that was asked was even answered correctly, as far as I'm concerned. At one point, one of the news anchors asked the board that was in this particular, you know, group. There was a couple of epidemiologists from the state there, and they actually asked them, is the alpha variant gone? And it took this epidemiologist, I'm not joking, 10 minutes to basically answer the question that, well, in certain cases, it might still be around, but for the most part, what we're dealing with now is the Delta variant. Yeah, 10 minutes to get to that answer. I could have given it to you in 10 seconds. That's what I'm talking about, folks, when it comes to a lot of the sensationalism that is being derived from COVID. You could literally throw out the majority of what you're reading, listening, and watching when it comes to it. Is it something we need to be aware of? Yeah, I've been saying that now for almost 2 years. You all know my feelings on it. Is COVID real? Absolutely. Do we need to be aware of our surroundings and what's going on and take care of ourselves on a regular basis? Yeah, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about COVID, the flu, or anything else for that matter. It's interesting that even Fauci, I've got a little clip that I want to play with him or play about him when we come back here in just one moment. But the reality is even Fauci is now saying COVID is here to stay. We need to learn how to live with it. Imagine that. Andy and I have been now saying that for I don't know how long. COVID is here to stay. Learn how to live with it, just like the flu or a common cold or anything else that's out there. So, again, folks, please, when you see all of these different things that are out there, and you've even got family and friends that talk about how bad these things are, or the new variant that's now coming down the pike, which, by the way, is not near everything I've read about it. And I said this yesterday, everything I've read about it, it's not near as bad as what the news media would want you to believe. In fact, some of the South African doctors are claiming that in the majority, in fact, in all of the cases so far, no one's been hospitalized. They've all been able to been taken care of at home with home remedies. In other words, it's not much more than the cold at this point as far as this new variant. I read something else today that basically said this new variant may mean we're coming to the very tail end of how bad COVID will actually be. Will COVID go away? No. But will it continue to mutate down to where, in fact, it might be more catchy? In other words, it might be easier to catch, just like a cold, but it will be less deadly. And that's exactly, by the way, what Steve House and Dr. Kelly Victory on Thursdays have been telling us now for well over a year. That as it mutates, it becomes less harmful, more catchable, but less harmful. It's exactly what it's doing. And yet, we've got the likes of Fauci and others that are at the head, you know, that are from the top down, the White House even, talking about how we need to be careful, this new variant. They even put a travel ban in place, the White House did, for a variant they know nothing about, by the way. And quite frankly, they're not going to stop it from coming here with a travel ban anyways. Even as much as I love Trump and the fact that he did that early on to try to help us here, the reality is you're not going to keep this stuff from spreading around, folks. That's like trying to keep a cold from spreading. It's not going to happen. So, all right, got to take a break. We'll come back. Andy walked in a moment ago. We'll get him on air with us as well in a moment. Extreme Auto Repair coming up next in Parker. We're going to have the event, by the way, not too far from Extreme Auto Repair tomorrow night, just down the street, actually, Artisan Pizza is. Anything you need for your vehicle, though, Cooper Tires at cost. And don't delay getting something repaired because the supply chain is still being affected, especially in the automotive world. So don't delay. Get your vehicle fixed now. KLZradio.com, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes care of their customers because they can. In order to earn the NAPA Auto Care Gold Certification, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker passed rigorous scrutiny, testing the quality of their customer service. Hundreds of legitimate Google reviews, master technicians, digital vehicle inspections. Then, COVID-19 caused delays in the supply chain and nationwide part shortages. Once again, the team at Extreme Auto Repair stepped up to the challenge. They believe you do what you can for the customer, so they're staying in touch with suppliers on a daily basis, planning ahead to stay in stock. Thanks to their long-standing relationships with vendors, they have the ability to protect their customers from supply chain issues. So they're doing it. It's the right thing to do. Call them 303-841-1071. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises made, promises kept.
Bruce Simmons, our reverse mortgage specialist, and we talk a lot about finances, folks, even the financial future of you know, you and what you can do to get there. Golden Eagle Financial being an assistant in that, Al Smith. Well, Al and Bruce can team up together to find out, is a reverse mortgage something that works for you when it comes to your financial future? Ask Bruce today if it's something that fits you, 303-467-7821 or klzradio.com.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
You're smart, and Business Equipment Services is a smart way to go. That's when you're filling a need for your business and you don't need the state-of-the-art newest model to make copies. Refurbished, restored, and relational service is actually better than retraining your staff just to make a copy. I mean, really. And when something breaks down, the service tech is right there. Business Equipment Services, for sales, solutions, and service. Go to klzradio.com and click on Advertisers.
God. Country. Reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, your engineer, of course. How's Andy?
I'm doing well, sir. How are you?
Glad you could join us. Doing good.
You were ranting there. You need me here to, you know, calm you down.
Oh, tell you, some of this stuff, it's just absolutely ridiculous.
I know.
I mean, the hype, that's literally what it is, too. The hype that has gone in to, you know, COVID in general. I know we talk about this a lot. And,
sure.
And I don't want to belabor it, but it's a hot topic. It's still there. You know, we're now back down to a quote-unquote, you know, not that we're locked down right now, but, you know, there's a lot of places now where, you know, they're asking you or requiring you to wear a mask. And if you go to certain sporting events or different arenas, you've got to show either proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test. I mean, Andy, it's just ridiculous.
It is. It's out of control. And, you know, what blows my mind with the vaccines, right? You got to show a negative COVID test or show proof of vax. They're demanding that you take a vaccine to protect them because the one they took didn't protect them.
Right, because it doesn't work.
Right. So they're not protected by it, and so they are demanding that you take it to help. It makes no sense. And by the way, John, I know we laugh at this, but no vaccine has ever been talked about in those terms before.
Nope.
Ever. Have you ever heard of a vaccine
nope.
where they said, I will take it to protect me, but it doesn't protect me well enough, so that thing that doesn't protect me well enough, you need to take to protect me more.
You know, the way that we were brought up when it comes to vaccines were,
yeah,
you got them or you gave them to your kids to make sure that, number one, they didn't get ill and
right.
pass from whatever that particular disease or whatever it was.
Tetanus was a big one.
Yeah. Yeah. The second one is you did it to make sure that you didn't get it and spread it to everybody else as well, because they knew that by having that, you wouldn't spread it.
Right.
Am I right?
Exactly, because those vaccines back then worked. They had been tested for years. They were.
Thank you. I was going to add that, so I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, yeah, they were established.
This wasn't a, you know, 18-month or, in the case of this vaccine, a, you know, wasn't even a year.
John, I think we're past even discussing the term breakthrough cases. So many people are catching, you know, breakthrough is something you say is something rare. Right?
Correct.
So many people now who have the vaccine are catching it.
Right.
It's just everybody gets COVID. That's all it is.
And I'm also tired.
Even though I've never had it.
Well, and I'm also tired of hearing the, well, they you know, if you have a vaccine, you won't get COVID as bad. Says who, by the way?
Yeah, how do we know that?
Thank you, Andy.
I know a guy who I've worked with, and you know, I've never had the vaccine. I've never caught COVID. I'm fine. Okay, not saying I never will. I'm sure I will. I must. I have to catch it eventually.
Everybody
will, because it's everywhere.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But anyway, so he was vaccinated, double vaccinated. He caught COVID. He was down for 2 weeks, and he's talking like, yeah, but, you know, I probably needed the booster, or if I hadn't had it, it would have been worse. It would have been worse?
How do you know?
2 weeks down.
I'm being very honest when I say that. And if somebody can explain this to me, medically speaking, because I've never heard an answer to this. Somebody, okay, please explain to me how they know that with the vaccine, you wouldn't have been, you know, you wouldn't have been as ill than if you didn't have it. I mean, in other words, please, somebody tell me how they know that.
This is not science, it's not medicine, it's liberal speak. And what I mean is this. Let me give an example. Jobs saved or created. Remember, Barack Obama said, I saved or created this many jobs. In other words, any job that was saved, he took credit for.
Right.
And so, you know, what that is it would have been worse without me.
If I hadn't been there, it would have been worse. That's right. It's just liberal speak.
You have no evidence of that.
Yeah, and so far, and folks, believe me, I watch this stuff, maybe not daily, but pretty stinking darn close to it. I'll bet I'm reading something about COVID almost every single solid day,
sure,
7 days a week, whether I'm in studio or not, because they're just things that pop up. They're in your feed. They're things that are coming into my inbox on a routine basis. And what I will tell you is I have not seen any conclusive data yet that proves that with a vaccine, you are less ill once you get COVID. There's no proof. That's hearsay, folks. That's them thinking that's the way it is. Because here's the reality, folks. A lot of people, I've got an 80-year-old father who contracted COVID over the summer. After actually got it at my brother's funeral. Came home with COVID not long after my brother's funeral.
All right.
Okay? The reality is he's 80 years old. You would have never known he had COVID, Andy.
Right.
He had the sniffles.
Now,
And he's immune compromised. So my point is,
oh, go ahead.
How can they tell, with having a vaccine or not, how ill you're going to be with COVID?
You can only tell if you have control groups where they control all the variables. They have none of those. Okay? They have none of those control groups where they control all the variables and do a side-by-side. They don't have it.
And there's so much variance between this person that gets COVID versus that person that
right.
gets COVID. There's no way for them to tell you that because of the vaccine, you're going to be less ill.
Absolutely. And by the way, can I say something?
By the way, I think that's a flat-out lie, and I hate when I hear that. It's a lie.
Which part?
It's a lie to say if you get the vaccine, you'll be less ill if you catch COVID. It's a lie because they don't know that. They're lying to you.
I agree. I believe that maybe if you've had the vaccine recently, because, you know, the effects of it drop fast. It just drops off. By the way, I've never seen a vaccine that just drops off a cliff like this one does. Setting that aside, okay, I believe probably early on after having it, it may have more effect in lowering your symptoms. But so do so many treatments.
Thank you.
So why do you need this when you could use those?
Thank you.
By the way, can I say one
yes,
last
go ahead.
Thing?
Go ahead. You're fine.
Okay. I want to make a comment about what I call the moronic plague.
It's a okay. good one.
Okay. You know, okay. because yes. Obviously Omicron, you reverse the letters and it's moronic. So I want to call it the moronic plague. John, we're hearing, obviously, as you've said, that this is the symptoms early on are much lighter, but this could spread like wildfire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And it may.
Oh, when you're talking about when you're talking about a virus, the virus wants to survive. And that means four words. I created one of the words. Okay. More spreadly, less deadly.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, obviously, if the virus, and what this is natural selection. It's selecting out the variants of the virus that aren't going to survive as long. And the way it does that is two things. It's got obviously, it needs one thing. It needs a host.
Right.
It needs lots of hosts.
That's right.
The way a virus survives is more hosts. And more spreadly, the easier it spreads, the more hosts it can get.
That's right.
Less deadly, the less it kills its hosts, the longer it continues.
That's right.
That's why when you think about these horrifying things that have hit this tribe in Africa or whatever, and you wind up finding out they've only killed like 11,000 people ever.
Right.
The reason is they killed so fast.
Right.
They killed their hosts. They were discovered. They were gotten rid of. The more spreadly, less deadly is not an absolute. Obviously, different things can happen, but it is a strong generalization. I have a feeling the new variants are going to be less and less deadly, and they're going to spread a lot.
Goes exactly along the lines of what Dr. Kelly Victory has been telling us. She's been with us for almost a year now.
Yeah, so, but did she come up with a cool word like spreadly?
She did not. All right, we'll be right back. We got Andrew Hall joining us here in just one moment from Safewise. We're going to talk about package theft. Okay, so hang tight. Don't go anywhere because it's that time of the year. I mean, it's always that time of the year, but it's even more so now. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next, folks, and they want to help you with all of your heating and electrical needs around the house. Don't forget to ask about their Absolute Advantage membership, klzradio.com or 720-526-0231.
Increase comfortability in your home with a UV air purifying system from Absolute. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air offers dynamic air solutions you won't find at most HVAC companies. Unfortunately, not all air purification products deliver on their promises. Before selecting a product, the team at Absolute personally met with the scientists who developed the technology, installing systems in their own homes to make sure they really work. The science makes sense. Your ultraviolet purifier attaches to your furnace, killing particles like dust, mold, and even most viruses at the source before the air blows through your vents into the rest of your house. One small unit purifies the air throughout your home, eliminating odors. Call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air today for an air purifier that works. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, Tactical Fun Nights at Franktown Firearms. And don't forget, if you're looking for a special something for that someone, they can help you with that end of things as well. And even training, folks, you could buy somebody a training class for Christmas as well. 720-770-7777 or klzradio.com.
Step out of your comfort zone and conquer your fears at the Franktown Firearms Tactical Fun Nights. All shooting levels welcome. For beginners, Tactical Fun Nights give you a chance to try before you buy, so you can learn which gun feels comfortable in your hand. You shouldn't necessarily listen to your friends or family when they try to give you their opinions about what kind of gun to buy. Decide for yourself. Unless you feel comfortable with your firearm, you probably won't practice like you should. Moving and shooting, rather than standing still, gives you a better opportunity to imagine how you'd respond in a real-world scenario. So you start to understand why you'd want a shotgun for home defense, but a pistol for concealed carry. Rental fees waived during Tactical Fun Nights. Ammo always in stock and available for purchase. Each Tactical Fun Night will pose a different scenario, so come back again and again. Sign up now at klzradio.com/franktown, where students become friends.
Before you sell a house, you clean up the front to maximize the sale price with curb appeal. Before you sell a business, you get organized. Buyers can see their potential earnings clearly. Buyers want to purchase an investment, not a job. To make your company more attractive to a buyer, your business needs to run smoothly without you. Hire John Rush as your personal business coach before you sell to maximize your profits. Email John at rushtoreason.com for one free session.
Hey everybody, I need you to stop what you're doing right now and mark your calendars for December 1st and come join John and the Rush to Reason crew at Artisan Pizza and Parker from 7 to 9 p.m. Richard Battle will also be there with his new book, Life's Daily Treasures. Sign up on our email list at rushtoreason.com and you'll enter yourself to win a door prize or two. Meet some of our great sponsors, enjoy some free pizza, and make sure to wear your favorite ugly Christmas sweater. Once again, that's Artisan Pizza and Parker, Wednesday, December 1st from 7 to 9 p.m. Hope to see you there.
All right, and yeah, don't forget to join us tomorrow night at Artisan Pizza. It'll be a good time, so come by, say hi. Andrew Hall joining us now from Safewise. Andrew, welcome. How are you today, sir?
Good. How are you, John?
Doing great. And I'm doing well because I'm not one of the 3 out of 4 that have experienced package theft.
You know what? I'm actually one of the 3 out of 4 that experienced porch piracy over the last week, in fact.
Really?
Crazy. I had a food delivery get stolen, caught on camera on my doorstep.
Unbelievable.
Wow. See, I've never had it happen either, but I shoot at anyone who comes close to my door.
Oh, there you go. That's why they don't
show
up.
I'm a very violent man. No, I've just never had it happen. I don't know why.
But it is a big deal. Andrew, you guys put a survey together of the, I guess you could call them the hot cities where this is happening more than other places. Where do we fit in?
Yeah, so Denver actually ranked number one on our list. And let me give you a little bit of background of how we came to that conclusion.
Okay.
So we used two metrics in our criteria. So first off, larceny theft data, which we took straight from the FBI's Uniform Crime Report that they, of course, publish every single year. We also looked at Google search data. So what we noticed over the last year was a large uptick in searches of things like missing package or stolen package in the Denver area. These terms were searched more in Denver than any other metro area in the country this year. Our analysts, though, that believe that that is a strong indicator that package theft is more prevalent this year in Denver over the previous year in your area, and that makes it more prevalent in Denver than any other area in the country. So we couple that with numbers for larceny theft, which also saw an uptick in Denver over the last year, and we get a better picture of why Denver now tops the list.
Andrew, are those all proven with, like, video surveillance, or are we just taking the word of customers? Obviously, they could commit fraud, say, claim that something was stolen to get it twice.
Well, that's the thing. Not every single one of those is going to be proven by video surveillance, but what we think is that if somebody is searching up something like missing package or stolen package, that means that's an action they're taking to respond to an actual package theft.
True.
So they might be looking for things like what to do if a package is stolen, for example.
Right. I will tell you that in the neighborhood I live in, and I'm part of the Facebook group, and I don't comment much, Andrew, if ever, but I read everything that's there. And I will tell you that in my own area, you know, through COVID, you have definitely, at least I can see in my, and we're West Denver, not the city of Denver itself, but the West Metro area. And I can tell you that in my particular area, there's hardly a day that goes by that there isn't one of two things that pops up as being stolen. One, a package. Two, a catalytic converter. One of the two of those is going out the window almost daily.
Yeah, I have the same experience. And you know what? Here's what we're finding out as we see the prevalence of porch piracy go up. So when we teamed up with Cove Home Security on this project, and we also teamed up with Dr. Ben Stickle, who's a part of the Safewise Advisory Group, but he's also one of the world's leading researchers of package theft.
Okay.
In fact, he's one of the few people that is actually studying package theft as a crime consistently.
Mm.
So what we're finding out is that package theft is really a crime of opportunity. Dr. Stickle told us that more packages are being delivered than ever before, obviously
related
to COVID, people ordering online more. And with people going back to work now, these deliveries are sitting on porches for longer. So
true.
The habits of people ordering online, that's sticking, but people are going back to work. So we're seeing more packages on more porches. That equates to an easy target for thieves. And so you could see why, you know, more people are seeing packages on porches and they're like, oh, well, that's a good opportunity for me to go to that porch and steal it.
Yeah,
makes sense. Go ahead. Sorry, John.
No, I was going to say, and Andy and I were even talking about this, Charlie, before you came on, and that is, and this is something I've always wondered, how does I know there's a couple of different ways, but in general, they have no idea what's inside the box. It's, you know, it's almost like you're grabbing something that you have no idea what's there, and it's a hidden surprise. And if you decide once you open it, you want to keep it, great. If not, who knows what you're doing with it? Could end up in a dumpster, I guess. Although, Andrew, I will tell you that depending upon what it is labeled, gives the thief a pretty good idea of what's inside.
100%. Yeah. So you could see something like a package from Amazon or a package from FedEx. You know, you might think that's probably a valuable package. You know, other people are stealing things like actually grocery deliveries or food delivery services, things like that. And you know, one thing that could contribute to this, and especially in Colorado, is that porch piracy is essentially treated as petty theft in your state.
Mm.
If you're caught, your punishment is tied to the value of the item. And if you steal a package valued less than $1,000, which you can imagine most deliveries fit that
bill.
Yeah,
most are going to be less than that. True.
Exactly. So you're only going to be charged with a misdemeanor. You could be charged with mail theft, which is obviously a federal offense. It's a much bigger deal. But that law only applies to packages delivered by the Postal Service.
That's right.
So if you go into the mind of a porch pirate, you think, okay, it's a kind of a low-risk crime, unfortunately, especially in Colorado.
Yeah.
So I think that plays a part.
It's lower risk than shoplifting, Andrew.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well, Andrew, go ahead. Well, I just wonder why people who are thieves, don't do this instead? Because I see all the smash and grab, you know, mass looting that's going on, stores being caved in, or as they call it in California, shopping.
Right.
All right. But right. I see that kind of thing going on, and I'm thinking, you know, you're all on camera. These places all have lots of cameras. Maybe they can ID you. They may be able to ID the cars driving off because of the license plate. What I mean is this. You're in a place where you might get busted, but in front of people's doorsteps, it's got to be pretty easy to get away.
It is.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, so some experts would say that, you know, package theft isn't a premeditated crime. So you ask, why aren't more people doing this? Well, it's what we're finding is that it's happening way more than it used to. In fact, mm-hmm. we estimate that 210 million packages were stolen from American households wow. in the last year. We saw a 36% uptick in the prevalence of package theft based on our survey from last year to this year. And so it is a crime of opportunity, and more people are taking that chance. Unfortunately, it's a low-risk crime.
Right.
I know it's something that lawmakers in Colorado have tried to tackle. They haven't really succeeded as of yet. But look, the risk is very low, unfortunately. And another thing that Dr. Stickle told us, too, is that as this gets more media attention, it can lead to an increase, in fact, not a decrease in these crimes, because it's an attractive crime. If they see it as low risk,
right.
It draws more people in.
Andrew, could we see a rising industry in safeguards against this kind of thing? You know, boxes that you have to put it into that can't be reached into, things like that, better surveillance.
Yeah, 100%. So a few things that are at play here. So more people are buying safe lock boxes where delivery carriers can put your package into it. In fact, we have reviews for that on safewise.com. You can check those out. Another thing, too, we're seeing more and more people picking up a doorbell camera. In fact, our partners at Cove Home Security who worked with us, worked on our report with us, they have an excellent one. You could read about it on safewise.com. In fact, we'll be giving away some of those doorbell cameras starting December 4th. But a doorbell camera is a great, great tool against package theft. And let me tell you why. Firstly, it's a deterrent. So would-be thieves would see the doorbell camera. They know the footage can be used in a police report or blasted all over social media. In fact, social media shaming mm-hmm. is a huge deterrent, right? So you can another thing that you can use with a Cove doorbell camera is two-way audio. In fact, you could talk to these people as they're stealing your packages and say, hey, buzz off, go away, I got you on camera. So even if it doesn't outright prevent a package, though, you can also catch them on camera, help ID that person, and file a police report.
No, that makes sense. And the other thing, too, is for a lot of you that might be in here, and this is most of you probably know this, but just in case, Andrew, if they don't, when it comes to especially Amazon, if you're in an area where you know you're at high risk for having that package leave the porch, you can do the drop-off locker locations at a lot of places around town where all of that's manned. They go into a secure place. Nobody's going to take your package. That's another thing that folks could use if they're thinking about it.
Yeah, that's one of the big things that we recommend at Safewise. In fact, my community actually has one of those. So I think it's really important to use one of those if you have the opportunity to use it.
Yeah, and you know, in some cases, I get it. Some people are off the beaten path. The chances of somebody coming up and stealing the package are pretty minimal. I get that. But it's just something to be reminded of right now. And as we head through the holidays, Andrew, and as you said earlier, because of COVID and just online purchases in general, let's face it, they've made getting something delivered to your doorstep much easier than what it's ever been in the past. That's why sales, you know, that's why that type of sale continues to increase versus brick and mortar.
Yeah, absolutely. More and more people are shopping online. In fact, our survey told us that people are actually planning, despite all of the news about package theft, despite the prevalence of package theft, more people are planning on shopping this year than they did last year. In fact, I think Cyber Monday is going to be a record breaker again this year. So yeah, that's really important. Another tip that I would share is really as more and more gets out about package theft, these carriers are more and more likely to work with you to help you protect your package. So you can work with your delivery person. You can have them hide it in a discreet location, like behind a pot on your porch or through the fence, wherever you're most comfortable with. Or you could leave instructions, you know, hey, if you have my package, you could leave it behind this tree or in this bush, something like that. Definitely take advantage of those opportunities as well.
Hey, Andrew, how successful is that? It sounds like it worked really well because the people who steal this stuff, they don't look at one place as an ideal place to hit. They drive through an area and are just looking for packages, right?
Right.
That's exactly
so
right.
So if they don't see it, they're done.
Yeah, out of sight, out of mind.
It's all about out of sight, out of mind. They're going to take the low-hanging fruit because it's easier.
The other thing, real quick, as a tip, and I want to have you talk for a moment, too, Andrew, about what SafeWise even is and what you guys do. But don't forget, folks listening, a lot of you have the ability with a lot of the now app-driven remote controls for your garage. You've got the ability to actually have your package delivered inside of your garage as an option if that's something that you're comfortable with. And again, to each his own, Andrew. You got to be somebody that's willing, you know, to do that, and I get that. But there are some folks out there that can, and I'm not saying that's a good or bad idea. It's just it's another option is what I'm getting at to have a package dropped off.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a huge thing that we recommend. If you have that option, if you're comfortable with doing that, definitely take advantage of that. There's also some free options, in addition to that. So you could track your packages more closely. If you can, bring your packages inside as soon as you receive them or have somebody from your family go pick it up, something like that. Another one, network with your neighbors.
True.
Use the buddy system. In fact, one of the things that I saw this morning, I love this idea. There's people in neighborhoods that are patrolling the community to keep an eye out for porch pirates. They call them reverse porch pirates, which I think is an awesome idea.
Nice.
They're just keeping an eye out for porch pirates.
Nice.
It's something you could do. It's obviously free.
All right, Andrew, real quick. It's Andrew Hull, by the way, Hull. Talk about SafeWise. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so at SafeWise, in addition to reports like this, we like to compare products, home security products, home safety products. On our site, you can read all about home security systems, video doorbells, doorbell cameras, things like that. Go to SafeWise.com. Definitely check out our page on Cove Home Security, who partnered with us on this report. Definitely enter our giveaway as well, where we're going to be giving away 3 video doorbell cams through the month of December.
Andrew, I also do a program on Saturdays, Fix It Radio, where we talk about all sorts of things around the house, fix it things, do-it-yourself things, and so on. Love to get you guys on a Saturday as well to talk about a lot of the other things you have on the website.
Oh, we'd love to. Thanks, John.
Okay, well, we'll put that together. I'll send you an email, and we'll get that done as well.
Cool.
Andrew, you're the man. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And, yeah, folks, just a reminder that, you know, nothing worse than ordering something. In some cases, Andy, some of these items are, because of the supply chain issues, may not be that easily replaceable. It depends on what you ordered. So if it's something that you really want to make sure you end up with, I would have that thing delivered to a safe location, a business, a locker, something like that, and not put it on the front porch.
Right, because there are things that you're ordering nowadays that are taking months to get there.
That's right.
Okay, so if you don't get it, yeah, they'll replace it 6 months.
Or a different item or something that
exactly.
may not work, or they may just give you the money back and you may not be able to get the item at all.
Now, is it pretty easy when you put in, you know, the order, because I know there's so many different companies you can order from, to give them instructions, hey, put it behind this, put it behind that?
Typically,
it is pretty
easy. Most all of them now have a box for delivery instructions, yes.
Okay, I think the cheapest thing people can do right now, they need to go to, like, SafeWise and find some better stuff, but just right now, find a way to obscure some portion.
Agree.
If they don't see it, they're not going to come.
Even if that means putting a nice big, you know, wooden box someplace behind your bushes that things go in that, you know, somebody else would have to know is there, anything along those lines, and yes, would help.
Yeah, because let's face facts. Thieves are lazy. These are worthless.
Agree.
Human debris.
No, I agree with
they
you.
They are human
I agree.
Debris.
I agree.
These people are lazier than the people who sit out there and beg at street corners, because at least they're in plain view and begging. So they're not going to come up to your doorstep if they don't see something.
I agree with you. No, you're 100% correct.
Okay.
So good stuff. By the way, just a reminder, kind of a PSA of what's going on this time of year. And great guys, by the way. I've talked to them a couple of times in the past, and they've always got great information. Going to have them on a little bit more in the future, because there's a lot of great products that they have and things that they, you know, they are not the salesman of all these products. They're just more of the reporting of, here's some options in this particular category that might work for you as a customer.
You know, they're like Jordan Goodman with financial.
Yes. Yeah, they got all these
products.
All these avenues you can go down, exactly.
Right.
All right, we'll come right back, folks. Solar generators. Speaking of all of this, the last thing you want to do is be left out in the dark in case the power gets shut off, like some 65,000 customers in California happened to on Thanksgiving Day.
They really needed something. What did they need, John?
They needed a solar generator.
Yes, they did.
You can at least power up the basics that you've got, and you can stack these things up. For some of you that maybe want more than what this 1,800 watts will deliver, you can stack that. So again, it's really simple. Just go to MySolarBackup. I was going to say power, but it's MySolarBackup.com, MySolarBackup.com. And please make sure you put in there that you heard them on Rush to Reason.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of electricity, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Solar generators are emergency backup systems that provide life-saving electrical backup power. And MySolarBackup.com has just moved a small shipment of new solar generators through the Long Beach port. Unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous winter weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Listeners get over $700 in additional bonuses too. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Enter the Solar Generator Giveaway Contest while you're there and look for the free report, How to Cut Your Electric Bill in Half. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Golden Eagle Financial, as I said earlier, along with Bruce Simmons on the reverse mortgages, you might have some options there to help you out with your financial future. Talk to Al Smith, though. He can help you with all of that and much more. It's 303-744-1128 or klzradio.com.
You've been saving for retirement your entire career. Now it's time to take some of your winnings off the table. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a tax-efficient retirement plan. You've never had much need for a financial advisor in the past because you have primarily contributed to your company's 401k or IRA. Now you're looking to the future. You know those accounts will be fully taxable once you retire, and taxes could be a pretty big chunk. Now's the time to start thinking about converting at least a portion of your nest egg into tax-free accounts. Your company's retirement plan has served you well, but you don't need to leave your nest egg there forever. In fact, it may be in your best interest to move some of that money before you retire. Find out how you could move into a lower tax bracket. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundation Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, folks, speaking of being smart and handling things ahead of time, which really is what we were talking about with packages and package theft and all of that, your estate is no different. Get that handled now while you still can, while you're cognizant, while you can think thoroughly, and it'll change even as you go through the course of life. Make sure you're keeping it updated as well. KLZradio.com or 720-394-6887. That's Michael Bailey Law.
You know your own family. Who makes good decisions? Who doesn't? Who keeps the peace? Who stirs up trouble at family reunions? Who you trust with your money? Who you wouldn't? Fortunately, you also know which of those family members will make decisions on your behalf in an emergency, because you wisely set up your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law. You know your family. Now make sure you know who will be in charge when it counts. KLZradio.com/estate.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Okay, real quick, I don't think I'm going to have time to go through all of these, but we'll put this up on the website later, because for a lot of you listening, you need to read through each and every one of these. The Better Business Bureau for Christmas of 2021 has got on their naughty list the 12 scams of Christmas. Let me read these off really quickly. Number one is misleading social media ads. In other words, there'll be an ad on social media that makes like it's a really great deal. I had one pop up the other day that said Yeti coolers, 70% off. Well, I knew right off the bat that was a scam, because Yeti never discounts their products 70%. You're lucky to get a 7% discount, nonetheless 70. So you knew right off the bat that was a scam. So I guess one of those things where if it looks too good to be true, it probably is.
Okay.
So that's the
first
one.
Does it even do any good to report these?
Like, no. Shoot, no.
No.
I don't think it's worth thinking about. Don't even waste your time.
Got it.
Social media gift exchanges. You'll see these out there as well, where you exchange a gift with someone else. Again, it's a scam. They're looking for, you know, short. You know, this is a lot like the package theft thing, Andy. They're looking for $10, $20 gift certificates, Visa gift cards, things like that, where you're exchanging with someone else. The reality is you're never going to get yours, and somebody else just took what you sent in.
Okay.
Holiday apps. This is an interesting one. I didn't know much about this one. So the Apple App Store and Google Play list dozens of holiday-themed apps where children can video chat live with Santa, or light the menorah, or watch Santa feed the reindeer. All of these have a cost to them, and typically it's a scam. Don't buy it.
Okay.
Okay? alerts about compromised accounts. What they're really looking for is they're alerting you that your account was compromised.
Oh, yeah.
So that you'll log back in with all of your correct information, and they just stole all your info.
Right.
Don't fall for that either. Free gift cards, that's another one. We talked about that a moment ago with the gift card exchange, but the free gift card things is similar to that. Temporary holiday jobs. Retailers typically hire seasonal workers to help meet the demands of the holiday shoppers. Shippers and delivery services do as well. And I know about these. They are actual scammers that will, and I don't know what their end goal is here, Andy, because they'll go through the whole process of even hiring you, but yet there's no job at the end of the day.
Well, that's a lot of work to...
It's a lot of work to go through all of that just to basically give someone the shaft. I don't get it, but it's out there. So be careful of those.
Well, is there any information, any valuable they can get in that? I mean, there's obviously the scams where they ask you to put money down as part of your investment.
On a job app, they're getting a lot of personal information.
Yeah,
on a job app. So they're getting all of that. So again, be careful. Research the job and the company itself first. Lookalike websites is another big one where you'll see a website that looks like Nike, let's say.
Yeah.
But it's not Nike. It's something else. They've changed the URL slightly, and you think you're ordering a pair of tennis shoes because they've copied the website, but in essence, you're getting nothing.
Do you click on anything that says urgent and it's all caps?
Nope.
I never have.
Because that's typically a scam.
Swipe delete.
Pop-up holiday virtual events. The top holiday wish list items, so lower ridiculously priced luxury goods, jewelry, designer clothing, and so on. Again, these are all scams, folks. And the last one, which I knew nothing about, puppy scams. Many families, especially those with kids, will be considering adding a furry friend to their household. However, you could fall victim to a pet scam, which is on the rise this year. Request to see the pet in person before ever making a purchase.
All right.
I guess you purchase it online and Fido never shows up.
The idea of purchasing a pet online.
I get it. Well, but there's a lot of even legitimate breeders that if it's a particular type of dog will require a deposit for you to even get your name on a particular pup from that litter. So in some cases, if that's not a legit breeder, you may find yourself putting a deposit on something that you'll never get back.
Sounds pretty upper end. I mean, if I'm going to get a dog, I'm going Humane Society or something like that.
Not everybody does that, though. That's why pet stores are still in business, Andy.
Okay.
A lot of folks still go into the pet store to buy pets. And there's a ton of breeders.
Well, the puppies in the window are magnetic. Uh-huh.
And there's a ton of breeders of all different breeds of animals, cats, dogs, and so on, that are out there. So while that is a good option for a lot of folks, not everybody does that. Let's just say it that way. So anyway, just some of the scams that are out there. We'll have Ann put these up on the website later tonight as well, because there's a lot of great tips here. So for a lot of you listening, please don't fall victim to either the package theft we talked about a moment ago or giving out all of your personal data and having even more major things happen, losing real dollars when it's all said and done. American National Insurance is next, folks. And no, you cannot buy package theft insurance, to my knowledge. Typically, they just ship you something new anyway, so it's not a huge issue. But make sure you've got insurance, folks. And this goes with all sorts of things. You heard us on Fix It Radio talking to Paul a moment ago about insurance. And even when people come out and they work on your house, if they don't have the proper insurance, well, then your insurance now is having to kick in and take care of that injured individual on your property. Make sure that you're covered in all of the right ways with your insurance. Give Paul a call today, 303-662-0789.
Your teenager is your biggest financial risk. You buy Reliable Auto Insurance in part to protect yourself from financial loss in case you get in a wreck with large repair expenses for your own vehicle. But you also buy Reliable Auto Insurance to protect yourself from lawsuits. Now, you might not think you make enough money to be at risk of getting sued, but you do have a teenager who drives your car. Let's pose a little scenario that we heard from a real KLZ listener. Your granddaughter is driving your car and gets in a major wreck. You do have auto insurance, but it's not enough coverage. You only had the state minimums. So the other person's insurance company comes after you personally for everything they can get. For years afterward, part of your paycheck goes towards paying someone else's bills. With the right coverage, this could have been avoided. Get the auto coverage you need from Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance. Call 303-662-0789. 303-662-0789.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. So we come back. We've got a special guest joining us. We're going to talk about the victim cult, something you and I talk about all the time anyways.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Because we sort of hate that anyways. But that's where we're headed.
But the victim cult is now called America.
Yeah. Yeah. So Mark Mielke's going to join us in a moment. So don't go anywhere. We'll be right back. Hour number two is next. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.